You're listening to the 5-Minute Friday podcast episode of The Aligned Self. This is your host, Daniel Danovi. Okay, 5-Minute Friday, a short and concise podcast episode of The Aligned Self, designed to leave you with a question, an idea, a strategy, a tip, a hack, in order to give you greater access to your conscious awareness, evolving your conscious awareness, or give you greater mastery over your mind. Hello, friend, and welcome into this 5-Minute Friday. So this is a challenge for me. I want to see how well I can keep within a 5-minute frame or a short frame. Usually my 5 minutes are closer to 10 or 12. But in this episode, I want to address the fact that you are going to screw up in life. You're going to fuck it up. You're going to make some bonehead moves that, in hindsight, you can't imagine how you could ever, ever have done that. Being a human being is a messy business. At any given moment, we are a mess of conflicting motivations, intentions, and we don't always make the best choices. We just don't. But hopefully, once we make a mistake, we can learn from that mistake and never, ever do it again. But sometimes there's fallout. Sometimes there's things that happen because of our efforts, because of our lack of judgment, because of whatever, that are less than stellar. In fact, they're downright tragic. So how do you handle it? Especially knowing that as a human being, you are going to fuck it up from time to time. Well, from an enlightened position, you accept it. You just understand that's part of doing business. But from an egoic point of view, from a three-dimensional point of view, what it does is actually give us ammunition that we're not any good, that there's something wrong with us, that we're always going to make the worst mistakes, that, you know, we're never going to get it right. We're just meant to be a failure. When we have that shadow belief within us, a sub-personality that is less than amazing in our eyes, when we screw things up, that just becomes fuel for the fire. It just reinforces that idea that we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we're always going to get it wrong. What's important in the scheme of things, that this voice in your head that chastises you for mistakes, past mistakes, it is not your voice. It's certainly not the voice of the divine. It is the voice of a condescending parent or a condescending, you know, caregiver, some person that programmed your thinking at an earlier stage of life. And you might be asking, Daniel, are you saying that if we make a mistake, if we hurt somebody, if there's tragic results, we shouldn't feel bad about it? Of course you should feel bad about it. Not continually, but if you don't feel bad about it, if you don't make a judgment about it, that that was the wrong decision in that moment, then you'll make the same decision the next time. But in feeling bad about it, you'll change your behavior. You'll change your approach. You'll put a system or a practice in place where that never, ever happens again. And the fact that you feel bad about it, the fact that you feel bad about the results of how it impacted somebody else or a pet, means that at the core of your being, you are a compassionate person, that what happened is against your true nature. If you didn't feel bad about it, then there's something wrong with you. And you're probably not listening to this episode. But the fact that you feel bad about it, feel bad about the consequences, means that you have a deeper value system. And like I said earlier, an enlightened point of view is just to accept what happened. You see, once it happens, it happens. We can't change it, even though we feel bad about it. Even though, you know, if we had it to do all over again, we would change it. We would do something completely different. In 2012, we inherited about a half a dozen koi fish. A neighbor was moving, and they just gifted us the pump and the koi, the fish. And so that weekend, what I did was I built a pond in the backyard. The pond that I built was 4 times bigger than the pond that they were living in. And so to fill the space, my wife bought some additional koi. And koi are not cheap. So about 6 months later, I noticed that the water level in the pond was a little low. So I put the hose in to fill it up a little bit. And I was going to be careful not to let it run too long because it was straight tap water. And that's not healthy for fish. But if I added a little bit, it would have been okay. Well, I forgot about it. And I didn't remember until in the middle of the night, like 3 a.m., I sat up straight in bed and realized, oh, crap. And I go running down into the pond, and every one of those koi are floating on the top. They're all dead. Not only did I kill the fish, which I felt horrible about, I disappointed my wife tremendously. It was her pet project, even though I dug the hole for the pond. It was her pond. She took it over, and she stocked it with some beautiful koi. I won't even mention how much it cost. And I killed them all. On another note, three other times, I was adding water to our pool, and I forgot about it. The water level rose, ran up to the overflow tube, and down and out into the neighbor's yard, flooding the neighbor's yard. Three different times. Now, if I make one mistake once, I get it. We're human. But if you make the same mistake more than once, that's just bonehead. That's stupid. So after the experience with the koi, what did I do? I actually bought a filter that goes in the hose. When I add water to the pond now, I filter out the chlorine. And then I set a timer. And just to back it up, I tell my wife what I'm doing so she can keep an eye on me. I do the same thing with the pool. I set a timer. I tell my wife I'm putting water in the pool. So when a timer goes off, someone just doesn't turn it off. Somebody knows, hey, something's going on. And I'm happy to report that I have not made those mistakes again. See, when we make a mistake, the only thing we can do is learn from it and not do it again. That experience, that mistake, is an education. And hopefully, cross your fingers, you get to walk away from those mistakes and not repeat them in the future, especially if they have grave consequences for other people or animals. One time I was on the receiving end of a mistake. I was in the little town of Chesning in Michigan. I was driving through an intersection in a little neighborhood. It was a two-way stop, meaning that the cross street was supposed to stop. Well, out of the corner of my eye, I realized that the guy coming from my left was not going to stop. We were going to collide. In my quick observation and calculation, the car was heading right for the driver's door. It was going to hit me right where I lived. I did not want that, so I angled towards the corner of the intersection. It ended up being a glancing blow. But after the other driver hit me, I was heading right for a row of trees, which I was able to avoid. I actually came to rest about 100 feet down the road. I took a quick assessment. I was okay. I ran back to the intersection, and the guy that hit me, he was okay. He was shaken. He was very shaken. He was 18. He was a senior in high school. He had just left the rehearsal for the commencement ceremonies. He was about to graduate in a week. He was so excited. He was off school. It was early release. And he cruised through the intersection at about 35 miles an hour. When he hit me, it tore the entire front of his car off. But he was okay. He was beside himself with grief. He was so sorry. I told him it could have been a lot worse. We're both walking away from this. We're going to learn from this experience. The car can be replaced. And then he said, my dad's going to kill me. I said, your dad's certainly going to be angry, but he'll be thankful that you're alive. He'll be thankful that you're going to walk away from this. As we waited there for the police, his father did arrive. And he was angry. And I said, you know, it could have been a lot worse. Fortunately, we're both walking away from this. And in that moment, I saw the anger drain from his face as he looked at his son. There's a story about an executive at IBM, International Business Machine, one of the biggest computer and data processing companies in the world now. But this executive was in charge of a product launch which cost the company $10 million. It did not go as planned. Realizing the gravity of his mistake, and it was totally his responsibility, the executive tendered his resignation to the president, Thomas J. Watson. Mr. Watson said, I cannot accept this. What do you think you're doing? The executive was dumbfounded. Watson added, I just spent $10 million educating you. You're not going anywhere. It's true, some mistakes can be anticipated and avoided. But when they happen, they happen. There's nothing we can do about it except learn from our mistake. It's an education. And we can make ourselves a promise. It will never, ever happen again. And then put a system in place, a process in place to where it doesn't happen again. If we cause pain or trauma in another, we apologize. We own it. But what we do not do is reinforce a shadow belief. We don't reinforce an idea that we cannot make or are incapable of making sound decisions. Even though it feels as if you have evidence to the contrary, you have past behavior, past events, past circumstances, which support the idea that you're not up to it. But the problem is that the way the mind works, this becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so if you do not want it to happen again, then do not reinforce the idea that you're incapable of making sound decisions. Traumas can be healed. Pain doesn't last. And one thought of focused, unconditional love can heal 1,000 thoughts of a lower nature. And because of that, that shadow belief that's inside you, that is reinforced by the seeming evidence that you're presented with, needs to be healed with love. Be gentle with yourself. And that doesn't mean that you should not feel bad, because that regret, that guilt, prevents you from ever doing it again. But wallowing in it, hanging on to it, doesn't serve anyone. One of the reasons I sometimes appear as if I'm wise, it's because I've made just about every mistake that you can make as a human being in relationships, in self-talk, in performance. I've caused thousands of dollars worth of damage, broken hearts, and caused needless emotional pain. And there are behaviors that I regret and I would take back if I could. But they do inform me on who I am today, on who I choose to be for the world, and who I choose to be for you. So my friend, forgive yourself. You're human. And you're doing the best you can with what you know at any given moment. Hopefully we know more in the next moment than we do right now. So until next time, this is your friend and host, Daniel Danovi, offering you compassion and love as you engage in the epic adventure.